December 12 movement has been in existence for quite a while, and they have been involved in quite a lot of activities that have to do with Zimbabwe. This situation where they are now going to be at the UN demo and demonstrating, it is nothing new. They've always done that. And the only thing that I would say is this time, because Zimbabweans have gone into this mode where we're going to have more people demonstrating. Definitely. That's definitely going to happen. In the years that have gone past at the UN General Assembly, you've had one or two protesters from the MDC taking part in these demonstrations. But now, because of this flag and the consciousness that has been awakened in the people, the demo is definitely going to be different this year. More people have indicated that they're going to be turning up. So that, I would say, would definitely solicit a response from the December 12th movement, because now they're not going to have the numbers on their side. They're going to be more Zimbabweans. So they have to get into this situation. So basically, I would say there's nothing wrong. There's nothing surprising. It might just be something that some Zimbabweans might not have been aware of, but there is this kind of situation that goes on. I mean, of this this movement and this belief in America, where President Mugabe is actually supported.
Are you, as hashtag this flag Tajamuka, prepared for being on one-on-one with them, since it's going to be at the same place and location?
Look at it this way. They are American, they are African-Americans, and they have the resources and the access to so many groups in America here, right? So I would not be surprised if they outnumber us as Zimbabweans, because there are only so many of us. And there are only so many that will be there. That's not surprising. The issue is, I actually believe it will be a good thing to have as many Zimbabweans as we can at that stage, and having us to meet them. Because they obviously, they in some way, I believe, have this ideology of Mugabe. The old Mugabe who went to war, who did so much for us as Africans, I believe, don't have the truth and the understanding of the Mugabe now. The Mugabe who is in charge of a country that is going down, a country where there's so much brutality, where there's so much in terms of, the wrong things going on. So if they see as many of us come out there, I'm just hopeful, and I hope that will shake in their minds, get them to begin to question themselves. What are we saying here? Why do we have so many of these Zimbabweans here saying Mugabe must go, when we think Mugabe is like this? I'm open to it. I have no problem. They might outnumber us. They will outnumber us. They have the resources and everything else. But I just hope and pray that they will be conscientized by seeing so many Zimbabweans, that they have to go back and look at what they've been saying and what they've been believing, and begin to think about Zimbabwe now, Mugabe now. Not the Mugabe of pre-1980, not the Mugabe who led the revolution into Zimbabwe. No, the Mugabe now, who is 36 years in power and has been and is doing what is going on now. That's what I just hope. A shaking and an awakening in them, so that they begin to think and know about what is going on in Zimbabwe.
December 12th movement, are they advocating for Zimbabwe only, or they're advocating for other African countries?
From what I know and what I've seen, they are pan-Africanist. They believe in all causes that have to do with Africa. Zimbabwe is just one of the countries that they focus on. They look at, I believe, right? But what I've seen and what I know, and especially regarding this demo that we're having, that's where the interest comes up. Zimbabwe is just one of those countries that they have on their agenda.